Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So in chapter 25 in the book of Deuteronomy, in the section where Moses is sharing some more of God's desires or God's commands for God's people, we get this little section on fair weights and measures. So in chapter 25, verses 13 through 16, they read this way. You shall not have in your bag two kinds of weights, large and small. You shall not have in your house two kinds of measures, large and small. You shall have only a full and honest weight. You shall have only a full and honest measure, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. For all who do such things, all who act dishonestly, are abhorrent to the Lord our God. So we live in this age, and I know you know it as well as I do, where corporations and corporate leaders, business leaders of all kinds, appear to be willing to do whatever it takes to increase the stock price of their corporation or their profit margins or anything else that might benefit the organization or institution. As a result, customers, employees, and the entire economy can be injured, and we've seen that happen time and time again. This was clearly true in biblical times as well. So cheating in business, apparently, is nothing new. In Deuteronomy, God warned merchants against carrying two weights in their bags, one large and one small. God instructed merchants that when weighing out a transaction, they were to use only a full and honest weight. You shall have only a full and honest measure so that your days may be long in the land. I mean, this is interesting. God cares about the way we do business. Think about that. God cares about the way you organize and manage your business affairs, because the way we do business has an impact on the people God loves and cares for. As people of faith, even in an often cutthroat business environment, we are charged to conduct ourselves with integrity and honesty. And the promise there is that our days may be long in the land, that the more honest we are, somehow the more blessed we are, and that God allows us, even if in the short term we wind up not making as much as we might hope, in the long run, we'll find life in abundance. So use fair weights and measures. Be a business leader of honesty and integrity, knowing that God cares about how our institutions are run so that God's people may do well. So the question is simply this: are you honest? You know, don't have to share this with anyone else, just contemplate it yourself. Are you honest in all your business and relational dealings? Let's pray. Lord God, you promise that if we conduct our business with integrity, you'll bless us. However, we see so many people around us cutting corners and making huge financial gains. It's tempting. Lord God, it's tempting to follow their example. So help us. Help us to trust that if we strive to do what is right, you will allow us to do very, very well. In Jesus' name, we hope and we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.